be understated. For example, Sergo Mikoyan, son of the Politburo member, has recently given from his father's unpublished memoirs a figure reported to the Politburo by the KGB on Khrushchev's orders in the 1960s, of, between January 1, 1935 and June 22, 1941, just under 20 million arrests and 7 million deaths. The respected A. Adamovich has lately criticized me in a historian's roundtable in Literaturnaya Gazeta, always lowering the numbers of the repressed. He is simply unable to understand the true size of these fearful figures, to understand that one's own government could so torment the people. It is true that I always described my figures as conservative, but hitherto, I have been more used to objectors finding them unbelievably large. In any case, the sheer magnitudes of the Stalin Holocaust are now beyond doubt. In Voprosy Istory, in December 1988, a group of Soviet historians which included the long-rejected Roy Medvedev discussed the Stalin regime. Medvedev argued that once such fearful numbers were reached, it was also a question of the quality as well as the quantity. It was a matter of the most cruel tortures, interrogations, the fearful abuse of warm dignity, when in connection with the repressed anything was permitted, when right and legality were destroyed, if it was necessary to cut you to pieces, they cut you to pieces, if it was necessary to whip you, they whipped you. He continues with even more horrible particulars. To the Western view we have deplored above, the terror, not in any case very great in extent, was little more than a rough and ready means of replacing the old officialdom with new and younger cadres. But the nature of the new cadres was, of course, determined by the terror. We are often told in current Soviet publications of this negative selection in such terms as Stalin's people and new cadres started coming to power in an avalanche. The cadres only required to lack suspect connections, independent political thinking and even the potential for such thinking and to be ready to fulfill any order from above without question. The finest peasants, intellectuals and communists were killed, broken or corrupted. Mercy and dignity became hindrances to survival. A civil stand, a critical rational attitude to political developments, meant definite destruction. And time again, one reads of the enormous blow dealt to the consciousness of the population. For example, the fear which it instilled in our minds and souls still puts people's consciousness in chains and paralyzes it. All of this generated constant fear of authority, alienated the human being from the state and made relations between them abnormal. Or, in the words of the writer Chinggis Aitmatov, it is terrible to imagine just how profoundly our society has been paralyzed by Stalinist repression, and Stalin's authoritarian regime. In fact, Soviet writers are now frequently and movingly telling of the fearful long-term effects of Stalinism, which, as Joseph Berger earlier remarked, left the Soviet Union in the condition of a country devastated by nuclear warfare. As to the continuing effect of Stalinism on society and on the economy, Aitmatov also speaks typically of the absurd Stalinist obsession of having a wealthy state but a poor population, which has never been achieved or will be. Scores of assessments by Soviet economists have made clear the negative results. And this includes condemnation of collectivization and what is now openly described as the terror famine of 1932-1933, concluding that the most efficient elements of the peasantry were liquidated, the habit of work was destroyed among the others, and rural production was ruined to this day. Everyone agrees that the Stalinist command economy was, and remains, a disaster. The struggle to publish the truth was not an easy one. But over the past 3 years, not just once, but continually, every falsehood about the period has been ripped to pieces. The accused in the great trials have all, with the exception of Yagoda, been rehabilitated. The mass graves of victims are being dug up, and the bodies given decent burial. More difficult, the effects on the consciousness of the Soviet peoples of a whole epoch of great fear and false indoctrination are being faced. Recovery cannot be instantaneous, and there may even be relapses. But the strongest and most effective medicine is, and is seen to be, the truth. Terror and falsehood have been repudiated. As the organ of the Soviet government lately wrote, not only did they annihilate people physically, but they also hoped to destroy even the memory of them. They succeeded in the first, but not in the second. And the restoration of the truth is not the concern merely of historians, but of Soviet society as a whole, and emerges not only in the journals, but also in the activities of a great public movement memorial, which works to discover the fates of the mass of victims, long mourned relatives of so many living citizens. If the Great Terror had a virtue, it was in giving a full, consistent, and evidential account of that critical period, at a time when only incidental and individual records otherwise existed. The present book's fuller and sounder record of these events is above all bound up with the fact that the suppression and falsification which for so long prevented the emergence of truth in the USSR itself have now collapsed. The world, whatever its other problems, is a better place without them. Notes. Preface. 1. Moscow News, No. 13, 1989. 2. Leningradsky Rabashi, April 7, 1989. Introduction, The Roots of Terror. C. Boris Souverin, Stalin, London, 1949, p. 316. C. Isaac Deutsche, Stalin, London, 1949, p. 234. C. Souverin, Stalin, p. 302. Ibid, p. 303. C. Leonard Shapiro, The Communist Party of the Soviet Union, London, 1960, p. 215. 6. Souverin, Stalin, p. 329. 7. V. I. Lenin, The Deception of the People, Speech of May 19, 1919. 8. Communist, No. 5, 1957, p. 21. Quoted in Shapiro, Communist Party of the Soviet Union, p. 207. 9. C. Louis Fisher, The Life of Lenin, London, 1965, p. 589. 10. Alexander Barman, One Who Survived, New York, 1945, p. 94. 11. Sapronov, Speech to the 10th Party Congress. 12. Victor Serge, Memoirs of a Revolutionary, 1901, 1941, London, 1963, p. 190. 13. Anton Seliga, The Russian Enigma, London, 1940, p. 86. E. H. Carr, Socialism in One Country, London, 1958, Volume 1, p. 151. Barman, One Who Survived, pages 93, 94. Miller Vangelis, The New Class, London, 1957, p. 50. Pravda, December 18, 1923. C. Souverin, Stalin, p. 249. Ibid. Ibid. C. Robert V. Daniels, The Conscience of the Revolution, Oxford, 1960, p. 28. Iwi, O. and K. N. N. La L. E. J. J. L. J. A. Fabek Black Becht L. G. 22. X1 vs. Zvzoy Uznoy Komunistishiskoy Partii, B. 18-31 Dekabrya 1925 grams. Stenografichesky Ochet, Moscow, 1926. 23. Souverin, Stalin, p. 418. 24. Pravda, October 17, 1926. 25. Souverin, Stalin, pages 489-90. C. Isaac Deutsche, The Prophet Unarmed, London, 1959, pages 388. N. 89. Is. Dadabid, p. 351. 28. Soliga, Russian Enigma, p. 74. 29. Alexander Weisberg, Conspiracy of Silence, London, 1952, p. 501. 30. Viktor Kravchenko, I Chose Freedom, London, 1947, p. 275. 31. Nikita Khrushchev, Confidential Report to the 20th Party Congress, In the Crimes of the Stalin Era, New York, 1956, henceforward referred to as Secret Speech. 32. C. Deutsche, Prophet Unarmed, p. 548. 33. Letter of an Old Bolshevik, in Borisy Nikolaevsky, Power and the Soviet Elite, New York, 1965, p. 48. 34. Komsomolskaya Pravda, April 2, 1988. 35. Report of the Court Proceedings in the Case of the Anti-Soviet Trotskyite Center, English ed. Moscow, 1937, p. 482, henceforward referred to as Pyatakov Trial. 36. V. I. Lenin, Sobrani Socheneni, 3rd ed. Moscow, 1926-37, Volume 29, p. 229. 37. C. Souverin, Stalin, p. 246. 38. Deutsche, The Prophet Unarmed, p. 82. 39. Leon Trotsky, My Life, London, 1930, Volume 2, p. 207. 40. C. Souverin, Stalin, p. 424. 41. D. J. Dalin and B. I. Nikolaevsky, Forced Labor in the Soviet Union, London, 1948, p. 116. 42. Rood's Attack, Speech to the 16th Party Congress. 43. Abdurakhmen of Turkunov, Stalin and the Soviet Communist Party, London, 1959, p. 124. 44. Kaganovich, Speech to the 16th Party Congress. 45. Pravda, January 6, 1930. 46. Report of the court proceedings in the case of the anti-Soviet bloc of rights and Trotskyites, English ed. Moscow, 1938, p. 708, henceforward referred to as Bukharin trial. Zelyanin-Grodskaya Pravda, December 2, 1962. 48. C. Siliga, Russian Enigma, p. 96. 49. G. A. Tokev, Betrayal of an Ideal, London, 1954, pages 167-68. 50. Deutsche, Stalin, p. 349. 51. Sovetskaya Kultura, October 1, 1988, Sobiesnik, No. 49, 1988. 52. Kravchenko, I Chose Freedom, p. 130. 53. Rafael R. Abramovich, The Soviet Revolution, London, 1962, pages 346-47. D. 4. Nikolaevsky, Power and the Soviet Elite, p. 18. 55. Ibid, pages 18-19. Chapter 1, Stalin Prepares. 1. Dvyatayesist Professional Nik Soyuzov. Stenografichesky Ochet, Moscow, 1933, pages 205-253. 2. Pravda, December 2, 1930. 3. Vzazoyaznaya Komunistycheskaya Partiya, B. V. Rizala Utsiaka Rishenia Kesistov, Conferencia I Plenum of DSK, 5th ed. Moscow, 1936, Volume 1, p. 668. 4. Yunost, No. 11, 1988, Literaturnaya Gazeta, June 29, 1988, Izvestia DSK KPSS, No. 6, 1989. 5. Anton Siliga, The Russian Enigma, London, 1940, p. 279. 6. Letter of an Old Bolshevik, in Boris I. Nikolaevsky, Power and the Soviet Elite, New York, 1965, p. 29. Yunost, No. 11, 1988, Literaturnaya Gazeta, June 29, 1988. Yunost, No. 11, 1988. Bukharin Trial, p. 390. 10. Letter of an Old Bolshevik, p. 30. 11. Rafael R. Abramovich, The Soviet Revolution, London, 1962, pages 353-355. 12. Pravda, November 17, 1964. 13. Drudzhbinaradov, No. 6, 1987, p. 52, Literaturnaya Gazeta, 29 June. IO Icon. 14. Siliga, Russian Enigma, p. 279. 15. Vzazoyaznaya Komunistycheskaya Partiya, Volume 2, p. 669. 16. Oktyabr, No. 12, 1988, Izvestia DSK KPSS, No. 6, 1989. 17. Yunost, No. 11, 1988, Literaturnaya Gazeta, June 29, 1988. 18. Vzazoyaznosovshchenio Merakulyachnia Podgotovki Nokno Pedagogikoski Kadrov Poistorichescim Nokum, Moscow, 1964, p. 291, henceforward referred to as Conference of Historians, 1962. 19. Ibid. 20. Boris Nikolaevsky, In Socialistischeski Vesnik, June 1956, and C. Drudzhbinaradov, No. 6, 1987, p. 52. 21. Bukharin Trial, p. 644. 22. Karl Roddick, Portraits and Pamphlets, London, 1935, p. 31. 23. Alexander Barman, One Who Survived, New York, 1945, pages 101-2. 24. By Yulidin Oppositsiai, No. 34, quoted in Isaac Deutsche, Stalin, London, 1949, p. 352. 25. Report of the court proceedings, The Case of the Trotskyite Zinovievite Terrorist Center, English ed. Moscow, 1936, p. 14, henceforward referred to as Zinoviev Trial. 26. Abramovich, Soviet Revolution, p. 343, see also Merle Feinsod, How Russia is Ruled, 2nd ed. London, 1963, p. 263. 27. Pravda, May 25, 1933. 28. Rakovsky, Declaration of April 1930. 29. Letter of an Old Bolshevik, p. 56. 30. Roddick, Portraits, and Pamphlets, p. 31. 31. By Yulia Nepozitsiai, No. 33, 1932. 32. C. Siliga, Russian Enigma, Chaps. 5, 7. 3. Nikita Khrushchev, Secret Speech. 34. Stalin, Ripen to the 17th Party Congress. 35. 17 Assistzizoy Uznoy Communistishizkoy Parshiai, B. 26 Yanvaria 10 Fevralia 1934. Stenografichesky Ochet, Moscow, 1934. 36. See Letter of an Old Bolshevik, Barman, One Who Survived. 37. El Shamyan, in Pravda, February 7, 1964. 38. S. Sinelnikov, Sergei Maranovich Kirov, Zhizanai Diatelnost, Moscow, 1964, pages 194-95. 39. Ogonyok, December 13, 1987. For a fuller account and documentation of these episodes see Robert Conquest, Stalin and the Kirov Murder, New York, 1989, Chapter 4. See also Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 7, 1989, Ogonyok, No. 28, 1989. 40. Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 7, 1989. 41. G. A. Tokev, Betrayal of an Ideal, London, 1954, p. 166. 42. Nikolaevsky, Power in the Soviet Elite, p. 100. 43. Resolution of the 17th Party Congress, Party Constitution of 1934. 4. N. Ruslanov, In Socialistischeski Vesnik, No. 7, 8, 1953. 45. Nikolaevsky, Power in the Soviet Elite, pages 94, 95. 46. Bolshaya Sovetskaya Encyclopedia, 1st ed. Moscow, 1926, 47, S. V. Shkiryatov. 47. Fedayev, Speech to the First Soviet Writers' Congress, August 1934. 48. Nikita Khrushchev, Khrushchev Remembers, New York, 1970, p. 61. 49. Sinelnikov, Sergei Maranovich Kirov, p. 196. Chapter 2, The Kirov Murder. Pravda, December 4, 1934. Zinoviev Trial, pages 31, 32, 34. S. V. Krasnikov, S. M. Kirov v. Leningrad, Leningrad, 1966, p. 200. Alexander Orlov, The Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, New York, 3, p. 28. Ibid, pages 259, 60. Buckhorn Trial, p. 572. Ibid, p. 376. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, pages 29, 30. Krasnikov, S. M. Kirov v. Leningrad, p. 196. 10. Z. D. Serdyuk, Speech to the 22nd Party Congress, Pravda, October 31, 1961. 11. Krasnikov, S. M. Kirov v. Leningrad, p. 196. 12. Nikita Khrushchev, Secret Speech. 13. Ibid. 14. A. N. Shalapin, Speech to the 22nd Party Congress, Pravda, October 27, 1961. 15. N. S. Khrushchev, Speech to the 22nd Party Congress, Pravda, October 29, 1961. 16. Buckhorn Trial, p. 558. 17. Svetlana Liluyeva, 20 Letters to a Friend, London, 1967, p. 150. 18. Argument I Fakti, February 11, 1989, Ogonyok, No. 28, 1989. 19. Elizabeth Lermelo, Face of a Victim, New York, 1955, p. 17. 20. Letter of an Old Bolshevik, in Borisy Nikolaevsky, Power and the Soviet Elite, New York, 1965, p. 40. 19. IONIDIEWWNIR 21. Pravda, December 21, 1934. 2. Zinoviev Trial, p. 136. 23. Pravda, December 6, 1934. 24. Pravda, December 18, 1934. 25. Rahori Kostyuk, Stalinist Rule in the Ukraine, Munich, 1960, pages 98-100. See also Ukrainska Radiansky Encyclopedia Slovnik, Kiev, 1966, Volume 1, S. V. Vlasko. 26. Pravda, June 10, 1935. 27. Merle Fainsod, How Russia is Ruled, 2nd ed. London, 1963, pages 56-57. 28. Anton Siliga, The Russian Enigma, London, 1940, p. 71. 29. Vetrinai Leningrad, December 30, 1964. 30. 7 Sizdvo Soyuzhnogo Leninskogo Kommunistichesnogo Soyuza Molodezhi, Moscow and Leningrad, 1926, p. 108. 31. Pravda, December 27, 1934. 32. Ibid. 33. Letter of an Old Bolshevik, p. 51. 34. Ibid. 35. Ibid, pages 51, 52. 36. Zinoviev Trial, p. 74. 7. Bukharin Trial, pages 556-57. 38. Ibid, p. 557. 39. Pravda, December 17, 1934. 40. Pravda, December 22, 1934. 41. Pravda, December 23, 1934. 42. Lermelo, Face of a Victim, p. 245. 43. Pravda, December 27, 1934. 44. The Crime of the Zinoviev Trial Opposition, p. 19, quoted in Pierre Brouet, Le Parti Bolchevique, Paris, 1963, p. 351. 45. Pravda, December 27, 1934. 46. Lermelo, Face of a Victim, pages 46, 48. 47. Ibid, pages 45, 46. 48. Pravda, December 30, 1934. 49. Pravda, January 17, 1935. Isaac Deutsche, Stalin, London, 1949, p. 357. Zinoviev Trial, p. 142. Ibid, pages 147-48. S.L. N.E. 53. Ibid, p. 143. 54. Ibid, p. 145. 5. Pravda, March 29, 1937. 96. Bukharin Trial, p. 480. 7. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, pages 23, 24, 58. Ibid, p. 22. 59. Viktor Kravchenko, I Chose Justice, London, 1951, p. 260. 60. Vladimir Petrov, Soviet Gold, New York, 1949, p. 185. 61. Khrushchev, Secret Speech. 62. October, number 12, 1988. 63. Moscow News, number 48, 1988. 64. Leningradskaya Pravda, December 1, 1988. 65. Fainsod, How Russia is Ruled, p. 422. Chapter 3, Architect of Terror. 1. Alexander Weisberg, Conspiracy of Silence, London, 1952, p. 507. 2. Arthur Kessler, Darkness at Noon, London, 1940, pages 23, 24. 3. Miller Vangelis, Conversations with Stalin, London, 1962, pages 57, 58. 4. Bukharin, Conversation with Theodore Dan and Lydia Dan, 1935, Raphael R. Abramovich, The Soviet Revolution, London, 1962, P. 416. 5. F. Beck and W. Godon, Russian Purge and the Extraction of Confession, London, 1951, p. 227. 6. Bernhard Roeder, Kotterga, An Aspect of Modern Slavery, London, 1958, p. 196. 7. The Problem is Clearly and Wittily Unraveled in Bertram D. Wolfe, Three Who Made a Revolution, London, 1966. 8. Boris Souvarine, Stalin, London, 1949, p. 287. 9. Ibid, p. 485. 10. Nikita Khrushchev, Secret Speech. 1. G. A. Tokev, Stalin Means War, London, 1951, p. 115. 12. Ilya Ehrenberg, In Novy Mir, No. 4, 1964. 13. G. Laws, Conversations with Stalin, p. 172. 14. Irie Mashvili, Memoirs, Quoted in Wolf, Three Who Made a Revolution, p. 508. 15. Svetlana Liluyeva, 20 Letters to a Friend, London, 1967, p. 117, Alexander Barman, One Who Survived, New York, 1945, pages 263. 64, Alexander Orlov, The Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, New York, 1953, pages 316-18. 16. Aliluyeva, 20 Letters to a Friend, p. 122. 1718. Dadabid, p. 116. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, 314, 25. 19. Aliluyeva, 20 Letters to a Friend, p. 62. 20. Tokev, Stalin Means War, p. 128. Ibid, p. 120, and C. Aliluyeva, 20 Letters to a Friend, Chapter 19. H. G. Wells, The Outline of History, New York, 1971. 23. Barman, One Who Survived, p. 267, and C. Aliluyeva, 20 Letters to a Friend, pages 54, 55. 24. Souvarine, Stalin, p. 244. 25. Khrushchev, Secret Speech. 26. Barman, One Who Survived, p. 305. 27. Leon Trotsky, My Life, London, 1930, Volume 2, p. 255. 28. Isaac Deutsche, Stalin, London, 1949, p. 291. 29. Nuovi Argomenti, Special Issue on the 22nd Party Congress. October 1961. 30. Miller Vangelis, The New Class, London, 1957, p. 128. 31. Deutsche, Stalin, Chapter 1. 32. Gielas, New Class, p. 128. 33. Barman, One Who Survived, p. 161. 11. 34. Gielas, Conversations with Stalin, p. 60. 35. Robert V. Daniels, The Conscience of the Revolution, Oxford, 1960, 182. 36. Professor Tibor Samueli. 37. Novy Mir, No. 5, 1962. 38. Izvestia, February 6, 1963. 39. Mikhail Koltsov Kakimonbil, Moscow, 1965, p. 71. 40. B. Bajanov, Stalin der Rote Diktator, Berlin, 1931, p. 21. 41. Barman, One Who Survived, p. 257. 42. Konstantin Simonov, Inznamia, May 1964. 43. Trotsky, My Life, Volume 2, p. 184. 44. Stalin, Speech at the First Anniversary of Lenin's Death, 1925. 45. Gielas, Conversations with Stalin, p. 63. 46. Adolf Hitler, Mein Kampf, Trans. James Murphy, London, 1939, p. 0. Hayen. Joseph Stalin, Notes of a Delegate, London, 1941, p. 13. 48. Novy Mir, Number 4, 1964. 49. Stalin, Official Criticism of Academician Orbeli at a Joint Session of the Academy of Sciences and the Academy of Medical Sciences, Pravda, July 1, 1950. 50. Suvorin, Stalin, p. 267. 51. Khrushchev, Secret Speech. 52. George Kennan, Introduction to Boris I. Nikolaevsky, Power and the Soviet Elite, New York, 1965, p. 17. 53. Ali Luyeva, 20 Letters to a Friend, p. 65. 54. Novy Mir, No. 4, 1962. 55. Humphrey Slater, The Heretics, New York, 1947. 56. Znamia, May 1964. 57. Khrushchev, Speech to the 22nd Party Congress, Pravda, October 29, 1961. 58. Vladimir Petrov, Soviet Gold, New York, 1949, pp. 122ff. 59. For example, Bolshaya Sovetskaya Encyclopedia, 2nd ed. Moscow, 1949-58, S. V. Kovtaraje. 60. Seal of Randy Beria, Questions of the History of the Bolshevik Organizations in Transcaucasia, Moscow, 1935, Bolshaya Sovetskaya Encyclopedia, Volume 26. 61. Barman, One Who Survived, p. 257. 62. Bukharin, Conversation with Kamenev, July 1928. Chapter 4, Old Bolsheviks Confess. 1. See, for example, Boris I. Nikolaevsky, Power and the Soviet Elite, New York, 1965, p. 66, Leonard Shapiro, The Communist Party of the Soviet Union, London, 1960, p. 402, G. A. Tokev, Betrayal of an Ideal, London, 1954, p. 248. 2. Pravda, January 16, 1935. 3. Pravda, January 23, 1935. Bukharin Trial, pages 536-37. Ibid, p. 537. Ibid, p. 536. 7. Letter of an Old Bolshevik, in Nikolaevsky, Power and the Soviet Elite, p. 46. Edlow IB 8. Alexander Orlov, The Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, New York, 1953, p. 216. 9. Nikita Khrushchev, Khrushchev Remembers, New York, 1970, p. 46. 10. Pravda, March 1, 1935. 11. Pravda, March 9, 1935. 12. Merle Fainsod, How Russia is Ruled, 2nd ed. London, 1963, p. 58. 13. Sovetskaya Molodez, October 15, 1988. 14. Sotsialistischeskaya Industria, November 2, 1988, Moscow News, No. 50, 1987. 15. Znamia, No. 12, 1988. 16. Fainsod, How Russia is Ruled, p. 374. 17. Ibid, p. 223. 18. Ibid, pp. 223ff. 19. Ibid, pages 56-57. 20. A. Pyankovsky and B. D. Menchagin, Kurs Sovyetskaya Yugolovnogo Prava, Moscow, 1955. 21. Izvestia, April 8, 1935. 22. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 53. 23. For example, Nikolaevsky, Power and the Soviet Elite, p. 224, Elizabeth Lermelo, Face of a Victim, New York, 1955, pages 206-7, George Saunders, ed., Samizdat, Voices of the Soviet Opposition, New York, 1974. 24. Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 7, 1989. 25. Politikasko Obrazovani, No. 15, 1988, Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 7, 1989. 26. Bukharin Trial, p. 419. 27. V. I. Lenin, Polnaya Sobrani Sochineni, 5th ed., Volume 53, Moscow, 1965, Yesti Nuko Yudin Stiklopedia. 28. Buckhorn Trial, p. 396. 29. Letter of an Old Bolshevik, p. 56. 30. Pravda, May 26, 1935. 31. Pravda, May 19, 1962. 32. Znamia, June 1964. 33. Pravda, June 8, 1935. 34. Pravda, June 16, 1935, June 19, 1935. 35. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, pages 310-11. 36. Nikolaevsky, Power and the Soviet Elite, p. 224. 7. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 312. M. 38. Pravda, June 28, 1935. 39. Zinoviev Trial, p. 174. 40. Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 7, 1989. 41. Pravda, February 8, 1935. 42. Nikolaevsky, Power and the Soviet Elite, p. 22. 43. Ibid, pages 14, 16. 4. SSSR, Vnutrini Protivoreshchiya, No. 22, 1988. 45. Letter of an Old Bolshevik, p. 62. 46. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 73. 7. Ibid, p. 89. 48. Zinoviev Trial, p. 24. 49. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 73, and Sinova, No. 6, 1988, p. 19. 50. See Soviet Affairs, No. 1, 1956, St. Anthony's Papers, p. 13. 51. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 123. 2. Ibid, pages 338-51. 53. Andrei Vyshinsky, Sudostroitorstvo VSSSR, 3rd ed. Moscow, 1936. Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 8, 1989. 5. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, pages 82-84. 56. Ibid, p. 73. 7. Ibid, p. 119. 58. Zinoviev Trial, p. 97, Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 8, 1989. 59. Ivan Ivanov, In Socialistischeski Vesnik, March 1951. 60. Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 8, 1989. 1. Pyatakov Trial, p. 40. 62. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, pages 110-11. 63. C. Robert V. Daniels, The Conscience of the Revolution, Oxford, 1960, p. 170. 64. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 109. 65. Zinoviev Trial, p. 158, Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 9, 1989. 66. Rafael R. Abramovich, The Soviet Revolution, London, 1962, p. 414. 67. Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 8, 1989, Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, pages 82, 84. 68. Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 8, 1989. 69. Zinoviev Trial, pages 13, 31. 80. 81. 82. Ibid, p. 33. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 86. Ibid, p. 130. Ivan Ivanov, In Socialistischeski Vesnik. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, pages 129-30. Ibid, pages 124ff. Letter of an Old Bolshevik, p. 62. Buckhorn Trial, p. 510. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 131. Nikita Khrushchev, Secret Speech. Walter G. Kravitsky, In Stalin's Secret Service, London, 1939, p. 204. SSSR, Vnutrini Protivoreshchiya, No. 22, 1988. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, Krivitsky, In Stalin's Secret Service. 83. Zinoviev Trial, p. 159. SSSR, Vnutrini Protivoreshchiya, No. 22, 1988. Pravda, March 24, 1937, Feinsod, How Russia is Ruled, pages 56-57. Feinsod, How Russia is Ruled, p. 234. Nedelya, No. 41, 1988. Dothorlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 117. Nedelya, No. 41, 1988. Ivan Ivanov, In Socialistischeski Vestnik. Ibid, Saunders, Sami Zot, pp. 170ff, Rahori Kostuk, Okayani Roki. Toronto, 1978, p. 156, Nikolaevsky Archive, Serial 1701, Hoover Institution Archives, Nedelya, No. 41, 1988. 92. 25. Buckhorn Trial, p. 556. Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 8, 1989, G. A. Tokev, Comrade X, London. 1956, pages 56-57. 94. Krivitsky, In Stalin's Secret Service, pages 207-8, 230, Alexander. Barman, One Who Survived, New York, 1945, pages 294-95, Politikasko Obrazovani, No. 15. 1988. 95 96 97. Is his KOIOO. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 149. Letter of an Old Bolshevik, p. 63. Ibid. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 162. Ibid, Chapter 13. 100. Anulinovskaya and Emulinovskaya, Historia Odnoi Semi, New York, 1982. P. 136. 101. Ibid, pages 167-68. 102. Roy Medvedev, Nikolai Bukharin, New York, 1980, p. 151. 103. Ibid, p. 150. 104. Ibid. 105. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 174, and C. V. Petrov and E. Petrov, Empire of Fear, London, 1956, p. 45. 106. Khrushchev, Secret Speech. 107. Shalapin, Speech to the XX in Party Congress. 108. Pravda, April 3, 1964. 109. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, pages 168-69. 110. Zinoviev Trial, p. 16. 11. Ibid, p. 37. 112. Ibid, p. 34. 113. Ibid, p. 39. 114. Victor Serge, From Lenin to Stalin, London, 1937, p. 82. 115. Zinoviev Trial, p. 151. 116. Ibid, p. 51. 117. Ibid, p. 61. 118. Ibid. 119. Ibid, p. 145. 120. Ibid, pages 63, 64. 121. Ibid, p. 66. 122. Ibid, p. 54. 123. Ibid, p. 68. 124. Ibid, p. 70. 125. Ibid, p. 81. 126. Ibid, p. 72. 127. Ibid, pages 77-78. 128. Ibid, pages 84-85. 129. Ibid, p. 81. 130. Ibid, p. 154. 131. Ibid, p. 153. 132. Rundschau, September 1936, p. 1630. 133. Isaac Don Levine, The Mind of an Assassin, New York, 1959, p. 26. 134. Pravda, August 21, 1936. 135. Social Demokraten, September 1, 1936. 136. Dewey Commission, Not Guilty, New York, 1937, p. 85. 137. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, pages 70-71. 138. See especially Pierre Brueys Manuscripts, Hoover Institution Archives. 139. Zinoviev Trial, p. 103. 140. Ibid. 141. Ibid, p. 105. 142. Ibid, p. 147. 143. Ibid, p. 116. 144. Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 5, 1989. 145. Zinoviev Trial, p. 119. 146. Ibid, p. 120. 147. Ibid, p. 128. 148. Ibid, pages 152-53. 149. Ibid, p. 163. 150. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 174. 151. Zinoviev Trial, p. 166. 152. Ibid. 153. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, pages 175-76. 154. Zinoviev Trial, p. 171. 155. Ibid. 156. Surge, From Lenin to Stalin, pages 146-47, Nina Murray, I Spied for Stalin, New York, 1951, and Sinova, No. 6, 1988. 157. Surge, From Lenin to Stalin, p. 145, Emmanuel Dostier de la Vigerie, Stalin, Paris 1936, quoted in Socialistическая Индустрия, January 11, 1989. 158. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, pages 104, 116. 159. Roy Medvedev, Let History Judge, New York, 1971, p. 273. 160. Leningradskaya Pravda, November 13, 1988. 161. Peter Yakir, Letter to the Editor of Communist, March 2, 1969, translated in Survey, No. 70, 71, 1969. 162. Nadelia, No. 25, 1988, Socialistическая Индустрия, January 11, 1989. 163. Костюк, Окаяни Роки, pages 150, 156, A. Ryabov, Trisatpiatia Drugi Gluti, Moscow, 1989, pages 246-47, Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 8. 1989, Rodsveniki G.E. Zinoviev Postradilshiat Repressa E, Samas. Manuscript. 164. Kostuk, Okayani Roki, p. 154. 165. Margarita, Buber, Newman, Under Two Dictators, London, 1949, pp. 151ff. 166. Letter of an Old Bolshevik, p. 63. 167. Zinoviev Trial, p. 19. 168. Ibid, p. 20. 169. Ibid, p. 31. 170. Ibid, p. 33. 171. Ibid, p. 59. 172. Ibid, p. 67. 173. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 179. 174. Joseph Berger, Shipwreck of a Generation, London, 1971, pages 96. 175. Isaac Deutsche, The Prophet Outcast, London, 1963, pages 416-18. 176. D. J. Dalin and B. I. Nikolaevsky, Forced Labor in the Soviet Ion, London, 1948, p. 39. 7. Roy Medvedev, On Stalin and Stalinism, Oxford, 1979, p. 117. UI Chapter 5, The Problem of Confession. 1. F. Beck and W. Godin, Russian Purge and the Extraction of Confession, London, 1951, p. 38. 2. Abdurakhmen of Turkunov, Stalin and the Soviet Communist Party, London, 1959, p. 138. 3. Rafael R. Abramovich, The Soviet Revolution, London, 1962, p. 416. 4. Boris I. Nikolaevsky, Power and the Soviet Elite, New York, 1965, p. 25. 5. Boris Souvarine, Stalin, London, 1949, pages 362-63. 6. Pravda, February 29, 1928. 7. N. Valentinov, N. V. Volsky, quoted in Leonard Shapiro, The Communist Party of the Soviet Union, London, 1960, p. 381. 8. Valentinov, unpublished manuscript, quoted in Abramovich, Soviet Revolution, p. 415. 9. Valentinov, quoted in Shapiro, Communist Party of the Soviet Union, p. 381. 10. Anton Seliga, The Russian Enigma, London, 1940, p. 75. 11. Ibid, p. 85. 12. Arthur Kessler, Arrow in the Blue, London, 1945, Volume 2, p. 155. 13. Seliga, Russian Enigma, p. 255. 14. Pravda, December 15, 1923. 15. Pravda, January 18, 1924. 16. Abramovich, Soviet Revolution, p. 288. 17. 14. Sizdzhizoy Uznoy Komunistishizkoy Parshiy, b. Stenografichesky Ajin, Moscow, 1926. 18. C. Souvarine, Stalin, p. 459. 19. Ibid, p. 440. 20. C. Shapiro, Communist Party of the Soviet Union, pages 294-95. 21. Angelica Balabanov, Impressions of Lenin, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 1964. 2. Zinoviev Trial, p. 133. 23. Pravda, June 16, 1933. 24. Letter of an Old Bolshevik, in Nikolaevsky, Power in the Soviet Elite, pages 54, 55 degrees. 25. Eugenia Ginsburg, Journey into the Whirlwind, New York, 1967, pages 105-6. 26. Nadelia, 11 July 17, 1988. 27. Arthur Kessler, Darkness at Noon, London, 1940, p. 242. 28. Beck and Godon, Russian Purge and the Extraction of Confession, p. 86. 29. Ibid. 30. A. Tayarov, Before the French Commission Rogat War, cited in Dewey Commission, Not Guilty, New York, 1937, p. 370. 31. Kessler, Darkness at Noon, p. 183. 32. Bukharin Trial, pages 777-78. 33. Alexander Orlov, The Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, New York, 1953, pages 117-118. 34. Victor Serge, From Lenin to Stalin, London, 1937, p. 145. 35. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, pages 145, 46. 36. Ibid, p. 149. 37. Seliga, Russian Enigma, p. 283. 38. Nadelia, 11, July 17, 1988. 39. Pyatakov Trial, p. 204. 40. Nikita Khrushchev, Concluding Remarks to the Ex-Lion Party Congress. 41. Nava, No. 10, 1988. 42. Nikita Khrushchev, Secret Speech. 43. Pa Dame, December 1988. 44. Trud, May 26, 1988. 5. Viktor Kravchenko, I Chose Justice, London, 1951, pages 252-54. 46. Ibid, p. 169. 47. Ibid, p. 154. 48. Elizabeth Lermelo, Face of a Victim, New York, 1955, p. 44. 49. Kravchenko, I Chose Justice, pages 169-70. 50. G. A. Tokev, Betrayal of an Ideal, London, 1954, pages 264-66. 51. For example, Margarita, Buberl Newman, Under Two Dictators, London, 1949, p. 41. R. V. Ivanov Razumnik, Memoirs, London, 1965, p. 222, The Dark Side of the Moon, London, 1946, Ginsberg, Journey into the Whirlwind, p. 97. 52. Ivanov Razumnik, Memoirs, p. 240. 53. Ibid, p. 253. 54. Ibid, p. 246, Ginsberg, Journey into the Whirlwind, pages 118, 122, Kravchenko, I Chose Justice, pages 274-75. 55. Ibid, p. 253. 56. Moscow News, June 19, 1988. 57. Khrushchev, Secret Speech. 58. Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 5, 1989. 59. A. V. Gorbatov, Years of My Life, New York, 1964, p. 113. 60. Roy Medvedev, Let History Judge, Rev. Ed. New York, 1989, p. 493, Ivanov Razumnik, Memoirs, p. 250. 61. Ivanov Razumnik, Memoirs, pages 248, 49. 62. Medvedev, Let History Judge, Rev. Ed., p. 187. 63. Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 4, 1989. 4. Literaturnaya Gazeta, November 23, 1988. Kale, E.P. 68. Ginsberg, Journey into the Whirlwind, pages 69-72. 69. Moscow News, No. 19, 1988. 70. Beck and Godon, Russian Purge and the Extraction of Confession, pages 53-54. 71. Weisberg, Conspiracy of Silence, pages 163-64. 72. Ibid, p. 297. 73. Ibid, pages 386-87. 74. Beck and Godon, Russian Purge and the Extraction of Confession, p. 71. 75. El Campesino, Listen, Comrades, London, 1952, p. 132, and C. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, The First Circle, London, 1968, p. 150. 76. Z. Stypulkowski, Invitation to Moscow, London, 1951, chaps. 12, 14. 77. Arthur London, Lavu, Paris, 1969. 78. Evzin, Eugene, Lobel und Dusan Pokorny, Die Revolution rehabilitiert ihre Kinder, Vienna, 1968, and C. Michael Charlton, The Eagle and the Small Birds, Chicago, 1984, pages 82-83. 79. Moscow News, No. 18, 1988. 80. Charlton, Eagle and the Small Birds, p. 84. 81. Soliga, Russian Enigma, p. 154. 82. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 54. 83. Stypulkowski, Invitation to Moscow, p. 242. 84. Medvedev, Let History Judge, Rev. Ed., pages 15, 490. 85. Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 4, 1989. 86. Arthur Kessler, Introduction to Weisberg, Conspiracy of Silence, pp. 11-12. 87. Kravchenko, I Chose Freedom, pages 284-90. 88. Ivanov Razumnik, Memoirs, p. 250. Medvedev, Let History Judge, Rev. Ed., p. 493. 89. Novomysl, No. 7, July 10, 1968. 90. Weisberg, Conspiracy of Silence, p. 415. 91. Ibid, pages 352-55. 92. Novaya Zhizn, June 8, 1918, cited in J. E. Scott, The Chicago.